Fancy mining for opals? Then take a trip to British Columbia and spend a day with Bob York Hardy from Opal Resources Canada. He has his very own opal mine, and you're welcome to join him and keep whatever you find.
We were prospecting for gold and recognized geologic features that suggested there might be some in the area, so we staked a claim. And we were prospecting that claim for gold and discovered common opal and agate, and then we discovered the precious opal.
And what's the difference between a common opal and a precious opal?
Rainbows. Common opal doesn't have the play of color. Precious opal does have a play of color. Chemically, they're the same. Optically, they're much different.
And what causes that difference?
Tiny little silica spheres in a nice orderly arrangement, all equally sized, and they'll diffract the light into the component colours, create a rainbow.
And how are opals measured? Do they have certain grades of opal?
Yes. The brighter the play of colour, the more valuable they are. Generally speaking, the more rare they are. And so the more multicoloured they are, the more valuable they are.
What does it look like when you actually find it in the mine? How would you recognise it?
Well, you can see the play of color right off. It's visible in the rough stone. It doesn't have to be cut and polished to see it. It's, you know, you see red and green, various other colors of the rainbow that are just sticking out of the rock.
And how do you get it out of the rock?
As carefully as possible, because it's brittle. You use diamond saws and drills and things like that to free it from the rock and cut it and shape it and polish it, and then use it in jewellery.
Once you have a piece of opal, I understand there are three different types.
Types of opal are basically the solid opal, which is just nothing but opal. And then there's boulder opal, which is opal still attached to its natural host rock or disseminated through its host rock. And then there are composite opals, which are basically opals that are still, say, in our case, where we'll take a boulder opal that maybe needs to have additional thickness to it or different support, and we'll put a cap on the top of it, a quartz clear cap on the top of it, and then trim around it and make a gemstone out of that with the color showing through the cap. So those are classed as doublets. And the other way is to taking smaller pieces of the opal and putting a back on them for giving it strength and size as well.
If tourists come and visit the mine, then what can they do and what will they see?
If they come and take one of our day trips to the mine to dig opal, then we leave at 9 o'clock in the morning. It's an hour's drive to the mine site. They take their own vehicle and follow us up. We spend about 5 hours on site. And during that 5 hours, I try to teach them, number one, what they're looking for and how to find it. And they're on their own, more or less. They're going to find common opal and agate for sure. And hopefully they're going to find some precious opal. And they either keep that as a specimen, or many of them like to work it themselves and cut and polish it. Or else they can make arrangements for us to do that.
That's Bob York Hardy from Opal Resources Canada. For more information, visit opalscanada.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.